Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you. Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word.
Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Prophetic day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where God's word come alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Leron Matthews, welcoming each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And certainly we honor the Lord for all that he is doing, and certainly we give God praise, glory, and honor for you all joining us on today. This is the third Monday night. Wow. The third Monday night in 2021. This is actually the last Thursday night. Yeah, is it the last Thursday? No, not the last Thursday. Last Monday night. There we go. Amen. Last Monday night for us on the blog talk on Monday night in 2021. We welcome you all. Bless you all for joining us. And certainly we honor the Lord for you all being part of us on tonight. Those who are listening from different parts of the United States, we thank you all for your diligence to support us and join us on today. I certainly, as I always say, I don't take it lightly, all of the great things that God is doing through and for each and every one of you all. And certainly, we want to give you the opportunity to share with others and welcome them to join us on tonight. You can share it on your page and go to your page and grab it and share it with other people that they may be blessed on tonight, or they could join us right here. They could join us live via the blog talk and via the conference line, so they can be blessed as well. And certainly we thank God for you on tonight. You know, I want to take this time to thank the many great kingdom leaders from all over that have been dedicated to making things happen for the kingdom of God via this conference line. I bless the Lord for you, and surely I don't take it lightly what you do on this conference line for the lives of so many people that you have impacted through your teaching, sharing, training, releasing, and activating God's word to the world. I thank you all so much for all that you have done, your dedication, your commitment, and your love, and your strength, and your support. We certainly thank God for with so many of you all who have been so diligent in being a blessing to so many people. So I thank you all today for your love and your hand in it. In the kingdom of God. So thank you so much for what you do for us on this conference land. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference land. So tonight, I believe this is special night tonight. I think it's, as we have entered into many, many years of so many things that are going on, I think this is night that we should be able to take time to honor those who we know in our family and our loved ones and along this journey that have impacted our life in one way, form, or fashion. So I bless the Lord for that. Let me talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line before I go any further. The vision of this prophetic conference line is birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse number 1. It's a very powerful book to hold on to. Even as I read the entire book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, it was very enlightening as I was reading and understanding so many things that came from this book, and how important it is for, how important this book really blessed my life and ministered to me and so many other people. It was just a blessing to just read the book and go through it and understand so many things that were shared and so many things that were released through this book. I was really, really blessed immensely by what I read and what I that I experienced reading from the book of Habakkuk. So it really blessed me in such a powerful way. So I thank God for those who and when you get a chance, you know, get a chance to read it yourself, you would be really, really, really blessed by this book, Habakkuk. It's really an eye-opening book, and it's an engaging one that really would bless your spirit. Bless your heart, bless your home, bless your mind, actually bless your spirit in some way. And so we thank God for this particular book and those who are following us, connecting with us as we read and share. There's so many things that comes out of this book. All right, the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1, I want to read from that. That's the actual book that we I would consider our visionary book. I call it the visionary book of this particular book, the visionary of the book. So it's very powerful, and I know it will bless your life. It'll be life changing for some of you as well. And life enriching. It's an enriching time. So just let it bless you. It says, he said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower. And I will wait to see what the Lord is saying to me when I am reproved or when I am made ready. Then shall light the vision and make it plain upon table, but they may run their reading. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end shall speak in that light. Lord, tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will surely come to pass. It will surely manifest itself. It will surely bless you. It will surely be a support to you. The power of the vision, the provision, and the power of the words that comes through the vision, it blesses many people. And so I want to talk about the vision, and then I want to talk about the mission of this prophetic conference, the vision and the mission. It's very powerful, the vision and the mission of the prophetic conference as well. It's very important, the vision and mission, especially as we move into a time in our life to understand more things as we develop and grow. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone, and to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that has lost touch with church business as usual, and I need kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that force them from seeing God as holy. God as holy in his promise for the total person, the total man, the total person, the totality of the individual, the total person. That's the vision. The mission is through teaching, like we have been doing recently, a lot of the training, like some of us saw on Sunday morning service on yesterday, prophesying through that training and activating through that training on yesterday, the fight of God within the person. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference line. Through that, we're engaging people to go to the next level We are in an accelerated period of time that God is moving immensely over so many people's lives. And I really want to encourage you in this season to run with the vision that God has given you. Stay strong in the things that God has given you. And know that you're watching the manifestation of many things that the Lord has spoken to you, through you, and in you, that you're watching and viewing and seeing in the earth and in the land concerning the destiny of vision, purpose, and mandate. That's the mission. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference, man. Lying on earth from that place. So we thank God for you all on today. Amen. Tonight I want to deal with something kind of differently. I'm always been a pretty much of a transparent individual. I have to be very careful even in my transparency, especially to a world that are full of illusionary systems and thought process. I have to be real careful with my language. Not that I have to worry so much as of what people say, but I don't want to engage people into an illusion in the earth realm, because I want people to understand the importance of who they are and what they are to God, not necessarily to a man, but to God and the things of God, so that you can walk in the presence of God and the things that God has in your life. But I want to deal tonight with family. And the reason I want to deal tonight with family is because there is a major, there's a major stress, there's a major pain, frustration, disappointment, there's major unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, a lack of understanding of the family. And over the last several years especially, we have lost sight of family. And with this genderism moving the earth realm, it made it hard and possible for families to actually be family, because most people that you see in the world today, as it relates to marriage, are more competing than completing each other, more intense fellowship than sitting down having a conversation with each other. Children are in all different directions and disarray. You have single family homes that are statistics of 75%, and it's dominated basically by the female. And the other 25% that are in place are barely holding on to what they have left as a family structure. And so the union of family is being broken down. It's being broken down even greater now. You see, nowadays in the morning when garbage is taken out, it's taken out by the female or her little son or daughter. So you find that everything is changing, the thought process, the dichotomy, the illustration, the unit of family, and the view. So I decided to, as we go into the end of the year, talk about the importance of family and how it's important to be a family. Even in my own life, so many times I can only speak for me from an authentic place. Because I am considered a high-profile individual in the world, you hear the talk or the rumors, and that's fine because no one controlled my pocket, my wallet, and no one controls my destiny as I do what I do in the world. I'm very straightforward, and I believe that that's kind of the way to go in some things. And so I felt tonight with the night Minister Brian and some of you listening in to deal with, talk about family, because I had a beautiful conversation with my parents over this past weekend. I spent a little bit more time with them, so I had a great conversation with them. And I said something to my father in that conversation, and I kept saying to myself, my dad didn't hear me, and he didn't hear what I said. But then I said it really slow to him. He said, "Okay, Dad, he still didn't hear. Maybe he still didn't hear me." And just let me go into what I said to my dad. And then my son said something to me today when we were talking. He was on a bus, and he was talking today. And so he joined me. He join me on the line tonight. So I invited my daughters and my sons to all join me tonight if they want to come. So they're there. But on Saturday, many of you all know, and I feel like that many people know that 2021 is a difficult year for a lot of us. It's been hard for many of us. 2020 was a very, very, very devastating year for so many people. 2019 was leading us up to where we at right now, because I always call it the year of the setup to prepare for this decade. And so as we entered into the decade, this decade, all we have seen is literally devastation, cataclysmic events, a divide of family, frustration, people talking about each other, church over church, a virus over faith, faith over a virus, anointing over gifting, gifting over title, titles over people. And so we've been dealing with so many things. And so the biggest strain is the unbalance in trying to balance ourselves in a world that's full of unbalance of things. And so I'm going to give you all the opportunity to go ahead and invite other people to just ask them to come on in if they want to. You certainly can engage others to join us tonight because I know it'll be a blessing to you tonight. I was sharing something with my dad today. We talked, but we had not talked. Because I go over there and see him. They're doing a lot of remodeling the infrastructure to the house. My mother had a slight scare over the last month sometimes, and certainly because of her health. So it was a light scare. And then even out of that scare, some things came out of there with people who I know personally. And so that even let me know how they think of me, too. So all of this is all part of that. So I said, that really gives me a great view of going into 2022. I wrote something on my Facebook page that I wrote. And some of you can go there and some of you saw it as well. How my authenticity of writing is based upon my experience of things that I experience day-to-day with people, human relationship with people, and how I deal with people from all walks of life. And I said something earlier today. I said, your next level in life means that everyone that comes with you will not stay or go with you, but God will be there all the time. And I said, 2022, get ready. That's what I said, 2022. Then as I was, passing through the day, I passed through the day with my mind and my thoughts. I said something else engaging. I said, what was used against you by the enemy, God would use it for you, for the victory. 2022, the year of the phenomena. There's going to be some phenomena going to happen for most of us. I'm already speaking, prophesying to some of you right now so you can understand this. And so many of you know that in, I believe it was August of 2021, I received what we call the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And I also received the King Author of the Year for my book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. And so between those two awards, it still busy doing ministry and focusing on ministry. But I focus a little bit on family and building relationship with my children as well as focusing on family. I needed in that my parents to really see the approval, or needed their approval, but also I wanted them to see that through the years of their work and labor, the what is the word that I can use? That, as I told my dad, I wanted you to see that through the years of your training, you always wanted us to see us successful. For many of you, you've all heard me say this, that when I received the nomination for Lifetime Achievement Award, they did a flyer and they had me on there with the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris. And so my dad had an opportunity to see it. So in him seeing the award, he reached out to me, and he said to me, son, I want to talk to you about the people who you had on the flyer. And so immediately, me, I was offended by that, and rightfully so, because if I'm a parent and I'm watching my child of 18 children and the struggles that we've been through and the challenges that we face with and all of the obstacles of where we've been, to see one of my children have an accomplishment such as that, I would have not looked at the face of the president, the face of a vice president. I would have looked at the face of my child that I birthed into the world, and I would have been excited. I would be celebrating my child by saying, son, give me a call. I'm excited about what your accomplishments were in the vision. Now, most of you all know, when I got to the event, I had a table set for me. It was set up for 9 people. Actually had my son, Naima, come in with me. And so at the awards, there were quite a few people. There were quite a few, well over 500 people were there. And, you know, my table was consisted of just me and my son. It was just him and I there. And actually, the dinners, I think they said the plates were $175 per plate per person. So all of the table, people at the table. And here I am at the table sitting there. And so yesterday, this weekend, my family and siblings were all together. Some of them hung out with my parents. We all moved kind of like in a series. Some come in the daytime, some come in the evening, some come in the night, and some come in a little later than that. So I was fortunate to had my parents to myself, and we were just kind of talking. So I was never going to bring it up to my dad, because I believe that as you get older, that certain things you don't stress parents out with. But since he brought it up, I said, let me just go there with him on today. He said, well, son, I want to talk to you about the president being on your flyer. So immediately, I stopped my dad. I said, Dad, hold on. So I was in a car and I said, hold on. I said, Dad, I don't want to hear that. I did. I said, Dad, I don't want to hear that. This is my dad said, and I said, Dad, I just don't want to hear that. I said, you know, I said, it's interesting. And then I went on to say, I said, and that's why most of your children are a little disappointed in you, because it's things like this. I said, isn't it interesting how you raised us up to be successful? I listen to these people of God, to be successful. And you never said to me, son, I congratulate you for receiving a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And then award for your book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. Well, son, I was just getting ready to say something. I said, Dad, you still didn't hear me. I said, you want to talk about the president on here, and you want to talk about Kamala Harris. You want to talk about two people that don't support it, that support abortion, homosexuality. They're bad people to the American people. I said, I didn't support them, neither did I vote for them. I said, your focus is on them and their sin. I said, Dad, these people are souls. They're souls too. I said, so they're a soul. And then I went on to talk about it. Now, Jesus said in Zacchaeus' house, and people were mad about that. And they were mad and upset about Zacchaeus being with Jesus because he was a sinner. I said, your concern, you didn't say to me, son, I bless you. I thank God for your accomplishment. You was concerned about who gave me the award. anyone else said, well, son, now I want everybody to hear this. He said, well, son, I gotta think about this. And I said, so I looked at my mother, and my mother looked at me. I said, so you got to think about what, me getting a war? Or I'm trying to understand this. I need you to really give me clarity to understand this now. I said, so let me do this. Let me take the President of the United States off. Let me take Kamala Harris off. Let me look, save me. I said, LaRon, your son wins a Lifetime Presidential Achievement Award. Are you happy for me because I've done that? And I want everybody to hear this, because I had to say it to my dad three times. I said it three times. People got to watch it. I hear it three times. He said, well, sir, let me think about this. I looked at my mom and said, huh? I know somebody's saying that back. You know, some of y'all said back to saying the same thing. Huh? Yeah, huh? I said, Dad, you all raise us up to be successful. So my question to you right now is this. Are you happy because I've received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award? Then what he said. Well, I gotta pray. I said, so you gotta pray. So I said, I'm gonna say it one more time so I can hear for the record. I wanna hear this. So my mother looking. So my mother break it down to him too. So I think he had to put his head down for a minute and look back up. So I said, Dad, I won a Lifetime Presidential Achievement Award. I said, I'm a black man. I don't have a criminal record. I'm doing very well. I'm very successful. God has blessed me to be where I'm at. I said, the Lifetime Achievement Award is about those who have community service and done great things for the United States of America with our acts of kindness and our volunteer work. I said, so what I'm asking you, Dad, are you excited? Were you happy about the Lifetime Achievement Award? So he put his head down again. So I was trying to make sure he heard me this time. So my mother tried to explain to him. So my dad said, well, sir, I'm going to have to pray about that. I said, okay. So I said, well, I came to be a blessing to you all. So I gave my dad a seat. My mom gave me a blessing. I said, okay. I said, all right. So I left it alone. That's what I meant. So in my driving, I wasn't upset, wasn't disappointed, wasn't frustrated, and still today, I'm not upset. So I had to ask myself the question, the balance of religion over righteousness, religion. I think my dad was so locked in on the people who I was on this picture with and his spiritual point of view concerning them. So what he was saying in his language was, it's not you, but it's who you connect with. That's what I picked up. It's who I connect with. And so I thought about that. I said, okay. Oh, he'll think about it. He'll probably get it later on. You know, I'm not with the husband. He's the husband. So we have been left alone. Disappointed, yes. But understanding more. Because I realize that, like a lot of you all right here on the conference line too, you're so religious that when it comes to dealing with earth issues, I'm not going to say no earthly good, but coming to deal with authenticity and the things of family, we miss it because we have no balance in understanding the importance of achievement from the world perspective. Well, I was sitting down today. I said, you know, tonight I'm going to deal with family. And you know why? Because many of us lost loved ones in 2020, some 2022, I mean, some 2021, 2019, some even years before that, we lost loved ones. Some of us lost people that we had issue with, and we have unresolved issues with family members. Some of us have issues with children, issues with the children father or the children mother. Some have caused tension between the children father and mother and the mother and the father. And so I said, you know, Lord, I want to do something with family tonight. I believe that if I start a fire tonight, that will make us, a lot of us, really think. Because you know, I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, the kingdom of God, the power of the kingdom of God. And when it comes to the family, we set things aside because we spend more time with people who we know are going to betray us, leave us, who at one point they'll be there for us and they're gone, who we can preach and prophesy to us. But family is really the important structure of the very American, of the world. It's interesting that Hillary Clinton wrote the book, It Takes a Village, and she had no real insight of the fate of Black America. However, the African proverb is it takes a village to raise a child. But she takes the model and make a best-selling book out of it. So it continued the saga of the Hillary Rodham Clinton movie. But nonetheless, I want to deal with family tonight because, you know, I'm always examining myself because I was teaching this series called the first part of the series that I started teaching on is we are a formula from God. I dealt with formula, method, mixture, form, words. Then I dealt with, after that we went into when letting go costs, when letting go count for something. We went through the other part. You've been driven by a greater power than your pain. You know, the power, and then I dealt with the power of the honor system. And back with the, we are a formula from God. And then you are a formula from God in overnight sensation. And a formula from God, overnight sensations. Some of you all follow me. And now we're dealing with the series. That's connected to it. It's connected to that too. I dealt with sin and sickness and then individual nature. And a lot of times people don't understand that. But as I'm breaking down what sickness is, sickness deals with more. When you deal with it and you break it down from sickness, there's many definitions that define sickness. And then I would deal with the wretched man yesterday, a very unhappy, unfortunate state, miserable, unhappy, sad, broken, hate-hearted, grief, sorrowfulness, depression, dismal, powerless, tragic, horrific. And then when you break it down into Greek, the Greek word is Eleniso, it means pitiful or miserable. And that's what Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from the dying of this flesh? And he said, thank God through Christ Jesus. Thank God through Christ Jesus that God is a deliverer and a strength. And then we talked a little bit about that. But I want to just open this up tonight because there's some of you who you don't even know the next hour that loved one, that sibling, that family member, or that person will be here or not be here. You don't even know that. Some of you holding baby mama, baby daddy drama issues because of what they didn't do, they should have did, children the same. And the list goes on of the problematic issue. And my son said something to me powerful tonight. It's like that. He said that some of the things parents should not do, they try to buy the kids. And he was saying that. I want him to come on too tonight. I think my daughter's on too. One of my other daughters on today. We did some things to get a vehicle running because she had a car accident. Yeah, another daughter did my other son. I invited them to join me too. And just invite them to come on. If any of the Matthews clan is on, let me use tribe because I don't want to use clan because then I could put Ku Klux. No, just kidding, of course. No, just clan, any Matthews tribe on. But then if you want, you can hit star 6 and come on. So on your phone, you hit the star button and the 6 to come on, star 6 to come on. Any of my children, if you all on tonight, come on in tonight. God children as well, you can come on tonight as well if you want. So just come on in, let me know you're here. But I'll talk in the meantime. So I was kind of examining myself because I'm first partaker of anything I teach. I have to be the first partaker of my own teaching and what I say. And so a lot of things have changed over the last quite a few years now for me. And I've reached a pivotal crossroad that ministry doesn't mean ministry is not important to me as my family is now. So I value my family more than I value preaching to you, prophesying to you, traveling around the world. Some people still haven't received that yet or gotten that. But that's me. I've been doing ministry probably about 27 years. Yes, law, as I say, the challenges and issues, and meeting people and dealing with people ups and downs, in and out, good and bad challenges. I invite some of my siblings to join us too. So I want to stick right there, but I don't know which one is on. Whoever is on, whichever one of my kids on. I got to go to my
hello
real quick because I'm scratching my head. Come on in, sir. This is one of my sons, Durante. Durante.
Durante,
how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, come on in, sir. And I believe I have one of my other ones, other children, too. I invited him. Come on. Some of the other ones are on as well. That's on with us tonight, too. Come on in, son, because we were talking tonight. We were sharing tonight, and we were saying some things to me. So I'm going to let you just go for what you know. How about that? And share. Now, sir,
mm-hmm.
Could you not cuss tonight? Could you not cuss what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he's joining me tonight. This is Durante.
Hello. How y'all doing? My name is Durante.
He's the third oldest. We were talking tonight, son, and we were sharing about some of the challenges and the things he had and some of the things that were going on. And he said he wanted to say something to parents tonight. But, son, do you want to say something to me? And then you can say something to me, sorry, but then you can say something to parents. You have the live show tonight, so come on. And during the ministry of Brian, if we have any questions and comments from the chat room, we can bring those in too. And then we'll give the audience the opportunity to come in as well too. How about that? Is that okay, ministry of Brian?
Yes, sir.
Now, so everybody can know, I didn't tell ministry of Brian what our show was going to be like tonight. I didn't tell anybody. I just told myself. So anything is uncut, unedited. It's all live and it's real. So what you get is what you get. Okay. All right. Now, I might be the jury sometimes, so I might tell myself, don't say that, son, or don't share that. So, but no, we can go there tonight. All right. Come on in, son.
I'm here.
All right. I know you said you wanted to talk to parents about. Because we were talking about how parents communicate with their kids and how they deal with their kids. And you were sharing with me tonight how parents should deal with their kids. I think you were talking about that. And you said you want to share tonight. You want to give them advice. I think I have my other son on here, too. You want to is Brandon on tonight, too?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, son. This is my oldest son. Brandon is my oldest son. Then we have a couple of my other daughters on. But come on first, Durante, and then Brandon can come in. Okay, go ahead.
Now, what I was saying in my advice to, like, the parents, because nowadays I see it differently from the way I was raised. Because I was, like, in my household, I was the old and value my mother and my father. But now I see some people ain't even like that no more. Like I say, your mama, and I told some people, you get one. Because after she gone, you going to be praying she back in your life again. But I say, the way people treat their mama now, Like, she ain't do nothing. She ain't help you put them clothes on your back, and she ain't try to feed you through. She was struggling. But then people be like, oh, no, you don't even know the position I'm in. But I say, I know the position she in, though.
Okay.
And I say, it's different, mom, because I say most of the moms don't even try to sit down and talk to their kids how they should. And I say, my mama didn't try to talk to me, but I say, my grandma, my sister, and my daddy did. Like, we sat down, had a conversation. Like, he said, this is all they said. Don't curse. Keep it calm, keep it simple, and get it off your chest. Don't try to overdo your part. And from when they said that, I actually kept it real with them, because I was like, it felt like how some people not in your circle, you will see it, but when you sit there and try to talk to your child, because some people don't understand this. Your child don't want what they say between you go to another person ear. Then you got them asking your kid, so what's wrong with the third? Then now you got your kid looking up you outside the head saying, I can't trust you with my word and my nothing I'm saying because you're going behind my back and telling your friend, and I don't even, I don't mess with your friend. Why they asking me questions? It's supposed to be between me and you. That's why our people, like some kids don't mess with their parents like that or try to talk to them. Because some parents will go behind the kid back and say some other stuff to some people, like, my son was talking to me about this and this. No, sit down with your kid, ask them, why you feel this way? What made you come to the conclusion of this way? Or try to see it in a way.
Wow, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, not even in that. Like, I see some parents try to buy their way to their kids, and I'm like, you buying their way, but they still being disrespectful and a threat to you. But then, like, coming from me being the oldest child, the firstborn son, on my mama's side, I picked it. I'm like, now I see what people was telling about when they was like, you going to see it different when you get older. Because I say I'm older now. Now I see it different. Because parents lose slack on, like, lose the ability they had with the other two kids, like their oldest kids, then come to the rest of the kids. They like, and I don't care no more. I don't care what they say and all that. Like, no. But I remember, like, now when I was little, I say, stop talking to me. What you would do? Hit me in my mouth and all of that. And I'm like, you don't even got to do that to your kids. And some people, because it's different ways to raise your kids. You can't even, like, sit there and talk to your kids because they don't even trying to hear you. They're not trying to mess with you. They're not trying to rock with you. Because they already know. So you're going to go with the question and third. Like, if you were, like, I had to understand this and actually sit there and talk to, like, I then went back to my high school and talked to some kids, like, the new freshmen, having conversations with them. And I had to realize, oh, this is the way you is because of this and a third. You might not have your dad, you might not have your mama. But when I actually sat down and understand it, what people was coming from with certain things, I was like, it's another way to get around it. You don't got to go down this road. You don't got to go down this way. Like, stay in your lane. Do what's best for you. I told some young people, you don't got to be cool. You don't got to wear all the designer clothes. I say, because eventually when you get there, you're going to end up thinking about something different from that. Because I say, it's always new clothes you're going to come out. It's always new this. But then I say, them clothes ain't going to make you. Because I say, there's always going to be somebody who try to one-up you. One-up you anytime. Then I had to peep. When I learned that, I was like, I can stay in my lane. I don't got to hang out with these people. I'm a lame. I'm a niche. I don't got to kick it with y'all. Because I said, at the end of the day, if we go down for whatever we go down for, ain't nobody going to be in my corner when we talk to that judge. Ain't nobody going to be in my corner when we go down for that murder. All of this. We were just doing this in the third. Now I'm doing 50 and 60 years now. And I told some kids, and I actually understand where some kids come from with they anger and they process. You might not have your mama in your life. You might not be able to talk to your mom or your father. But I'm like, it's more ways than just, oh, this and this and third. Don't, like, actually say it. Like, I'm saying this, like, even young viewer on here, too. You don't got to be frustrated to get to your point across. Like, sit down. Like, if you actually talk to people, instead of getting mad and calling them, you'll see the person who getting mad at what you're doing. Mad at what you're doing because you ain't trying to oh, such and such, BF and all of that. No, when you actually sit there and try to talk to somebody calm, you will make them more better at they self, because they frustrated because you're not trying to go back and forth with you. You will see it differently. And that's what it took me to see it differently, because I say, got a curse and an argument. Let me sit down, sit back, and try to talk. Use my words instead of trying to use my anger and my aggression was built up over 3, 4, 5 years ago. Now, you get what I'm saying?
You got to. So let me ask you this. What is it that we as parents can do on here to better our relationship with our children that are first? Let's talk about that. What can we do to better our relationship with our children as grown parents when there is problem with our children? Because I grew up, my parents were very, they were known as discipline. My parents were disciplined. I share this with people all the time. My dad was disciplined. So we didn't do a lot of talking until after we got the whooping. And then after we got the whooping, we could talk, but most of us didn't want to talk because we didn't get the shit.
Like, after y'all got whooped, like, I don't want to talk to you. You didn't just did all of this in the third. And when the time when it came for me to talk, like, when it comes to the time you go want to talk to me, I ain't going to want to mess with you, rock with you, be on the same level with you. I'm going to just look at you like, who is you? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the time when you're supposed to be talking to your kids, some people don't do this. Some people do. Like, the time when you're supposed to be talking to your kids, your kid ain't going to want to mess with you. I don't listen to things. And I'm like, when you get older, from all of that, then you want to sit down and have a simple conversation with your kid. I'm not with you. I don't want to talk to you. Dad, I don't mess with you. We don't kick it. You just such and such in the third. You use me for this. But then when I come back and try to talk to you and all of this, oh, you don't act like you don't understand where I'm coming from.
Wow. Powerful. Thank you for sharing that. You want to share something, Brandon? Bless you, son. How you doing tonight? So this is my oldest son, Brandon. We were talking about family tonight, and Brandon's my oldest. He's my oldest son. Good to have you, son. He got his own family now. We just thank God for him. Come on in, son. We build, grown, had fun together, shared some things, shared some tears, talked about it today. Come on in, son.
What's up, Dad? How you doing?
I'm good, son. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. You know, I got my ins and outs. I'm dealing with what I deal with, but it's all right.
Good. Good to have you join us. You're the firstborn, and you're online. So what advice would you give to some of us on here, it's grown people? Or if there's anything you wanted to share with the world about our relationship, you have the floor. And I know you're a father now, so you have the responsibility of a lot now and some of the challenges that you face with. So, but you're still hanging in there. You know, and one of the things I love about my son is that this really blessed me. They're providers. They do everything in their power to provide. So I love that about them. They're gentlemen, but they're providers. They make sure they provide for their family, and I celebrate that. Durante is the giver. I tell him sometimes. I had to tell him, you're giving them. I think my dad told Durante, I said, man, you're giving them too much. You know, Dad, you can't tell me how I should give. I said, well, you know, you're right. So I just step back. You're right. But Brandon, come on in, son. Share with us a little bit your father experience and some of the things you want to share.
The as far as exactly what you want me to share, let me know what it is you want me to share exactly. So I won't divulge too much information, but just give me a topic you want me to share on, and I can speak on that.
Let's do this. Thank you, sir, for your wisdom. Brandon is my oldest son, so we've grown. Let's talk about our journey, our trip that we had taken on your way home. Let's start with the trip. You know, when you flew in a couple of years ago for one of our, for my birthday celebration. It was a surprise birthday celebration. We came in, we flew in. And we had a chance to talk and share a little bit, and we got a little stronger in our relationship. We were building our relationship with each other, and had a great chat. We were able to communicate a little bit. Let's talk about our relationship and us building our relationship. Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. I guess our relationship started off a little funny because I didn't have my dad. My mother moved, so I didn't get a chance to get all of my dad like my other siblings. So it took a while for me and my father to build a relationship. And I guess our first real relationship building moment was my first time I got a chance to come and visit him and stay the summer with him. And outside of that, I began to understand his point of view of what happened and what led him not being in my life as much as I would have liked. So we grew upon that, and I got a chance to visit him more so. I visit him often as an adult than I did as a child, and I got a chance to speak with him as a father, and being a father myself, which the trip he talking about we took, enlightened me when he spoke with me and dealing with some of the things that he had to deal with my mother. And some of the things I had to deal with my son's mother. So we began to build a better relationship because he spoke with me on some things that my stepfather couldn't speak with me on, given that I have more kids and my father has more kids. So we was able to really speak on our situation dealing with different women in our lives or the mother of our children and how they can make things hard for us as men and how some of the situations that we put ourselves in by laying down with these women.
You know, and we, that was I think for us at that time, Brandon, which was like an opening. It was really an opening time for us to really understand father-son relationship and fatherhood more, because we all coming together was a good thing. It was an exciting thing. And I think for us, it was being able to take years of absentee and put it in one little bottle and build up what we would consider absentee parental to building up a relationship with a father and son and connecting. And I think that was for Durante, too, because Durante, you know, I shared with him some of the things that transpire without us losing their love for their moms, but was able to share them my side of the story and to be able to open up how, yet being flawed, but in the relationship, how my part I played in and then my part I didn't play in. Because sometimes we we do what we can, but then there's a part that we could do better in, but because we don't know, because we're young, and if we come from a very spiritual family, they're more focused on, well, I told you not to, or what they told, what they think they told us, and we didn't know. Because me and my dad go over this oftentimes, the issue of the birds and the bees syndrome. And I said, well, Dad, you never talked to me about birds and the bees. I had to go outside and look at a bird in a tree and then look at the bee that stung me. Then I learned what it is. And then I had to end, and this was funny because I had him laughing. I said, then the bee that stung me was really stinging me because it wanted the honey. Somebody will catch that later. Yes, we got to get that revelation later. Anyway, so, but from that standpoint, we've grown from that perspective and helped each other through some things. And even some of the things he called and shared with me, that was a blessing to me. So I'm always open to my sons and open to receive from them and to listen and hear and embrace them. I think more emotional times, because I find myself more emotional now because I look back on what I didn't do. When I think, Brandon, you said this to me. You said, Dad, you can't focus on what you didn't do. I think he mentioned focus on what I can do now. And so that liberated me from a lot. And I thank God for that, because so many times we look at what we didn't do, and we focus on what we didn't do, that we miss on what we can do now and what we can do together, what we can do to build together. So I really thank you for that, because that really pushed me to a place to recognize, man, it is so true what I can do now, what I have right now to do in life, in the relationship, and the building of a relationship with the grandchildren and the things that happen. So I really appreciate that, Sam, because that helped me out a lot to open me up to realize that, okay, he's not looking at what I didn't do. Yeah, this is what we can do now. And that was powerful for me. It really blessed me. I appreciate that, Sam. Did you want to say anything else, sir?
Yeah. Speak about whatever you want to speak about, Dad. You just let me know what you want to talk about.
Okay. That's Brandon. And my son is a police officer, too. He's a police officer as well. And he works hard, double time, overtime, and all the time. I want to talk a little bit about something funny right here, because one of the things about my son, he likes to compete. I think he likes to compete with me. Me and him have this competition. We have this competition. Man, I don't know where he got that from, but we have this competition here, and we like bowling. You haven't beat me yet, have you, son? I'm just saying. I don't know if you have, but anyway. I think you got me one time, probably one. But we have a strong competition. And when I tell you all, we have a competition when it comes to activity. Now, I can't beat him in the Game Boy, the X game, and all of that stuff. I can't even compete in that area, but we will talk about our competition.
Talk about it, man. I'm competitive because I'm a competitive person. I feel that my dad has been a competitive person, so I guess I didn't get a chance to bond with you through my younger years, so anytime I get a chance to be competitive with you, show you that I'm better than you, it's an awesome time to be able to show your father that you can get the best of him. He's getting older.
Oh, boy. But I think I won the last game. And he was, I think we bowled so many games that I was so tired. I think that's the one I lost, and I was too tired. And I still kept getting high. But yeah, that's a lot of, it's a lot of bonding too. That was a lot of, it was a lot of opportunity to bond and build together and to have a real good time together. And that was a great time. That was a good time together for us to share and to open up and to build on myself and coming together and trying to, you know, do what we need to do, not make up for time, but as he said, to use the time that we have. It was a good time together. It was really a good time together to come together, us all coming together. To be a support and be a strength of each other. So I really thank God for that, son. I really appreciate you so much. And thank God. And I always, I used to always do this. With his dad, every year during Father's Day, I would always call him up. And I would always talk to Reginald. And we would always talk. And every year, Father's Day, I've always called him and said, "Happy Father's Day to you, Reg. I appreciate you. Thank you for being the father that I could not be for my son, and I really appreciate that. So I really thank him for that. I think one year, because you remember the year I came to visit. You know, this is really powerful, and this is a blessing. It's really powerful." I came into town, and I was getting ready to go to the hotel. And my son called me and said, "Dad, you can come and stay here at the house." I said, "Well, son, I don't want to interfere with anything." He said, "No. My dad said, tell you to come over here and stay." You remember that, Brandon?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
That was the most powerful moment of my life to actually hear this individual invite me to stay at his house with my son. He said, "No, it's wrong." He said, "I want you." And then when we actually talked, he said, "Man," he said, "I don't have no problem with that. I want you to be part of your son's life." And he said, you can stay here." And actually, I stayed there. And it was like 3 days, 3 or 4 nights we were there. And because to me, I was like, wow. And I was like, I don't want him to think anything going on, but the respect that was built between him and I gave him the strength to know that, hey, that's not my problem. My concern is your relationship with your son. And that was a powerful moment there when we all connected and shared and talked, and it was just a blessing. But that was really important to me because I was always nervous. And I was nervous. And I said, "Dad, well, you ain't got to worry about nothing, Dad. You okay with it?" And I'm like, okay, all right. And he said, "Dad, believe me, it's okay." And it has been. And usually when I come into town, he would even say to me, "Tell her I don't stay in a hotel. Come over here. We got this big old house. And he could stay over here," and even with the grandchildren. So that's a powerful thing when individual Red was able to do that. I just honored him for that. It just really blessed me and to see what my son became and to see us build and have a stronger relationship. So that was a blessing. And I always prayed for that growing up, to have that, the God to bless him with an awesome father, and an awesome man that would love his mother, take care of my son. So that's a blessing, man, and I really appreciate that tonight. And that's why I believe dealing with the word blended now, blended families, it's a very hard thing for some people to have this kind of mindset, because when you have this kind of a mindset like that, it shows the security that man or that woman have towards each other, and actually the love they have towards each other in building. would be in a relationship to entrust another person that was once in that man's life or that woman's life to be able to be part of that and not look at what was, but look at what's important for right now and building that relationship. That was a powerful thing right there. And that would really strengthen us because me and him have grown. And I even said this to him oftentimes when we talk, I said, best friend. But I thank God for who you are, what you have done, that I was not able to do, but I honor you for just the respect you have for me and the respect I have for you. And we build that. And that was a powerful thing to be able to stand in a place of kind of co-parenting, but at the same time, building a relationship with each other and knowing the importance of a father-son relationship. So I really thank God for that. And thank God for what my son has became these years and the things that he's done. And Devante, all, you know, just the power of faith. I don't know if any of my daughters are on or my other son is on, but I really thank God for that. For us having that relationship and building from that and being a strength to each other. Something we won't share personally because we won't open up that those part of things. But the important and pertinent things we just want to talk, that's why I told them, let's share our relationship, our body, and the things we have with each other and how we develop where we at to be where we at now. So I thank God for that. It's such an honor for you all to join me, sons, tonight and to be part. I think my other daughter, I don't know if Bria is on tonight. If you're on Bria, you can come in. I don't know if Tashi is on. Tashi, you can come on in too. Everybody, I think most of you have had a chance. The other side of me, I call Tashi the other side of me because we just a unique character, a blending of character. So I thank God for her as well and for you all tonight and sharing. Administrator Brian, do you have any questions for us tonight?
No, sir, not at this time. However, we do welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room, Prophet Matthew. I'm sorry, I'm on a Zoom call. I apologize.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I know you're in the project, middle of a project at the same time with us. So we thank God for you. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Hey, Dorante, Gordon.
Administrator Brian. Her job she's doing tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And we thank God for that on tonight. I don't think that hurt you, Administrator.
No, sir.
We just thank God. We thank God for that. For my sons tonight. We want to open up the line for people having, do anyone want to have a question? Do they have a question or comment for? A family, we want to do with the topic on family tonight. It's important. There are some people on here that have things that they need to do with their own family to close out. I don't want to go into 2022 with the weight of some things on me and some things that we experience on our life. And to be liberated from what was or what is and to be strained by what has happened in the world. Because I think when me and my son was traveling, me and Brandon, I was traveling as well as Duante, Duante comes to church with me sometimes. We drive and talk. And he's always saying, "Dad, you got to listen. You got to listen. You got to just hear me. You know, don't be so quick to talk. Just hear me." So I appreciate the counsel to listen and to be able to be an ear to my son and my daughter. I think one of my daughters said at the last event, she said, "I don't say no." I think just recently I just had enough nerve to tell her no in a certain area and stood on it was a hard place to be in, but I was able to say no. So I had to applaud myself for that, to be able to say no to that particular area. But we thank God for you all tonight and the powerful things that we learned tonight and the things that we connected with and learn to grow. All right. Do y'all have any advice for me? You give me some advice, because I know y'all would love to give me advice, right?
But maybe we have a question as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Administrator with the Brian, sure. Durante, did you want to say something else, sir?
Who, me? I was just saying, yes. This one thing I could say to parents and everything, yeah. Like how you were saying, you ain't get to be in your kid's life. But
but I have to keep something in the account, 35.
Okay, Minnesota, you got to mute for a minute. Okay, go ahead, Dad.
How I was saying, when you were saying you aren't in your kid's life, but it's like, I can say this. It's been... then it's now. And I say, what you do now can impact them on who they is and what you did back then. But I'm about to say, back then, we probably didn't understand what was going on in third. But then I say now, because, like, we grown, and I, like, say, some people might want to talk, some people might not want to talk, but they'll probably try to see and understand what was the situation, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying coming from, like, it's then and now. Now, try to talk to your kids, right? Even today, talk to your kids. But I say, the stuff I think growing up to be from 14, 1, 2, coming up to be 19 now. But I say that I done went from a hero to a zero, from a zero to a hero. I said it back then. But then
yeah.
I say now, I see it differently, and I can understand it more, like the situations and the stuff that was going on, as I didn't know as a kid.
Yeah. Wow. I appreciate that, son, because we're building more and learning more and achieving more. And my sons like the dress too. They like the dress. They like the. They get it like that. They just get it like that, son. So I appreciate it. Brandon, you want to say something?
Off the top of my head, I just hope that we get a little bit more time to better ourselves as men. I know you've gotten a lot more time than me, so I just hope I get a chance to better myself as a young man, and I hope we both can get a chance to better ourselves as young men for our children.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are. And that's why I was, my 2022 year, I've said that these are the things that I'm going to do in 2022, and even as I'm transitioning ministry. I think several weeks ago I encountered something that was difficult, and it was all because I was spending time with my mother. Because my mother went through a scare. She went through a scare, and I wasn't communicating with nobody. But something happened, and I can just say it, and it really shifted me concerning certain people. Because they were more concerned about me not communicating with them than understanding at that time my family was of importance to me. And so that, for anybody who knows me, in my life right now, that's a ride or die thing for me now, is the importance of family. And if you can't understand that, then you become a cannonball to me, because I believe now it's important for me to be what I love to be now to my family and to the poor of my family. I defend my family, support my family, push my family. And I love ministry. Everybody knows that's my passion. That's I'm driven by that. I love it. But there's a love for family now, because ministry, that's part of the impact of changing life. But ministry, those are my seeds. That's what's important to me. That's the value. Those are going to be the inheritance. Those are the things that are going to be inherited. That's going to have to take over when I leave and what I have behind. And so those are really important things to me right now and in my life. But I said something for my 2022 is my priority is to definitely spend time with my family, with my children, with my grandchildren, because I believe that with what I've seen in the world and what I have lost, I'm not going to miss out on those opportunities to stand behind a pulpit and preach to them when I need to talk to and spend time with my family. So that's important. So I can say that I value that a lot. And I think we as saints of God, members of God, people in the kingdom of God, we can't let these titles, these positions, shift us from where we are. Yeah, shift us from where we are. Shift it from where we are as parents, as parents and as grandparents. Even though we may have differences, we shouldn't allow that to shift us. I remember the first time me and Devontae had our real talk. That was just, and I actually just sat down and I told him, I said, son, be yourself. Get it all out. Seriously. Devontae, you remember I said that? I told him, say, get it all out. Just get it out. Release. And boy, did he get it out. Boy, did he get it out. I think I learned some new languages, new tongues, everything. But he got it out. But I had to sit and let him really express himself.
Like, and that's what I say sometimes. Like, sorry to cut you off. Some parents don't let their kids express themselves.
Yeah.
Like, try to understand where they're coming from. Or try to, like, sit down, like, not even sit down. Understand where I'm coming from with all this anger, or not even anger. It's just, like, stuff I was trying to get off my mind. Then I just build it up. Then now we've grown. And you just saying, oh, you just saying all of this stuff. No, it's not just me just saying, it's just me actually was just like such and such, and I'm being for real on how I feel about this. And that's what some parents go wrong with. Don't you dare say all of that, like, I ain't do this in the third, but I'm like, you did that.
Yeah. Well, I had to really, and that's why I felt, man, at that time, I needed you to be free. And I had to hold my tongue, hold my feeling, hold my emotion to be able to let you express what was on your heart and what was close to you and the things that you needed to say. And then when it was my turn, I was able to share with you the story that you didn't know, the thing that you didn't see, the thing that you didn't hear about. And then it was really good, because I think the auntie, he actually shared some stuff to me tonight that really opened up me. He shared some things. I think his auntie had experience that really changed my, I mean, it gave me a lot of peace today. I'm glad he shared that to me, shared it with me, because it gave me a lot of peace of some things in my mind, like, wow. And so I was really glad that he was able to hear from somebody else instead of hearing it from me, because we can say things to make ourselves look good, but now hearing it from somebody who was there and saw my part was able to give me peace and say, okay, see, now you understand that I was really trying to be there. I was really trying to connect, but then other things were in the way. So that was good for me today, and that's even was a stronger part of allowing me the opportunity to really talk about family tonight and to deal with family and some of the things, other families. So that was a good thing. Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for sharing that with me tonight and making me feel at peace. Because sometimes we can be holding things like, okay, wow. But I thank God for being able to liberate me from in that area. So I thank you so much for sharing that with me and letting me know. Yeah. Hey, and I love it too that the strength that comes from my son in a time like this with ministry where you can share and talk. I think one of my other children, Fiona, I think my daughter Tashi, she came on. She's on tonight. Yeah, Tashi, she made a transition a couple of weeks ago, and we've been there. Now, Tashi, you can come on, but don't cuss, okay? Don't cuss. Yeah, all right. But she's on tonight, too. And I thank God for her being on as well. And I don't know if my daughter T is on a break, but we thank God for them as well joining us tonight. This is a blessing, and I hope this is blessing somebody that's listening in tonight as well, those who are in ministry and those who are not in ministry at all, too, but to be able to connect and be part of and listen in tonight, joining us on tonight. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you all connecting. Thank you. Thank you, Devante. Tashi, if you want to come in. Tashi, if you want to come in, hit star 6 and come in, Tashi. On your phone, hit star on your phone and 6 and come in, Tashi. Tashi, you can come on in with that on today. And we bless you. We just kind of talking about family tonight. No, you have to hit star 6 and come on. You hit on your phone. Hit star on your phone and the 6 button on your phone. Let me see where I can find
Hello?
You at on here. Yeah, you're on?
Hello?
Okay, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Tashi. Come on in. Honey.
Okay. Hey, Dad. Hey, everybody. Hey, how are you guys? Yes, I just relocated to the Texas area. It was kind of a big step for me. It was a big scary step at that, but I had my dad to help me through this journey along the way with my little family. And I hear we're here to talk about family. I have so much good stuff to say about mine. We're always there for each other. We depend on each other because we always know we're going to be there for each other. I love all my brothers. I love all my sisters. Family is a great thing to me because anytime I need them, they're there. Anytime they need me, I'm there. And with me relocating, I feel like we were close, but I feel like we kind of got closer. And maybe because I'm away, I don't know. But to keep us this way is important to me since now I'm 15 hours away from everyone. Sometimes I can get a little lonely out here, but it's a good thing. And I appreciate my dad so much for helping me through this journey, helping me on this journey. It's just been hard, but it's like, since I have my family and God to back me up, it's never been easier. I thought it would be a little harder now, but it's a lot easier since I have my family. I could have really appreciated my family. I now realize that family is very, very important because I really wouldn't be able to do a lot of things without family. I really wouldn't have been able to get through a lot of things without family, mentally and physically as well. So my family is very important to me. I love them all.
Thank you, Tashi. We appreciate that. Don't make me start crying on here. That don't mean I'm giving you no more money, though. So,
you do enough. I love you.
But you know, it's a good time, and for those that are listening, I believe that I think Minister said she have a question for it, but I think the building point of it to be able to really understand each other, the good and the bad of us, trying to understand each other in these times, and to accept each other for where we at, the challenges and the good part. So I thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for you, Veronica. Thank God for you, Greg, and you all joining us tonight and just sharing.
Anytime, and even learning me.
You guys, I'm learning from you all. I'm learning a whole lot from you all, and I really appreciate that. Tonight, we just thank God for you.
You got it, Dad. You just got to get through it day by day.
Absolutely, I receive that one. Sometimes I try to move like in a rush hour traffic, but I have to take my time, pace myself in time. So yeah, thank you, sir, for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, we really do appreciate you all tonight. Minister DeBryant, do you have a question for us tonight? We'll be a minute to come back. What we're going to do, I'm going to take a quick commercial here. I got to get my computer back up. We're going to take a quick commercial here, and then we'll come back after this commercial, and what we'll do is, after the commercial, we'll open up the lines for questions and comments. And then if you're on the blog side, we'll give you opportunity to hit one of your dial and ask a question. We're gonna on our side. So we're gonna do a commercial and we'll do that back. Okay.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Amen. All right. We'll be back, and we just thank God for you all joining us. Pastor, you, Brandon, or Ronte, you guys want to talk about some of the fun things we've done together we talk to some serious things. You guys want to talk about some of the fun things?
Yeah.
We want to go first anyway. Yeah.
I will. I remember with the David Busters, and he was cheating in that hockey game. You kept locking the hole where the hockey puck was, and it kept on the back.
That's not a good
friend.
I ain't gonna tell no story. He did that to me before.
Right, he's a cheater.
I ain't cheating. It's strategy. It's keeping you from.
I cheated.
Yeah.
Probably doing the smart way of giving me the important.
How did I cheat?
By blocking the hole where the hockey puck goes.
I suppose to block. I block with my stick last time.
No, you're not supposed to block it. You know, the one on the board one.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, I used the little puck right there, right?
Come on. That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to lose. I mean, I have to defend myself. All y'all was against me. I was by myself. Y'all supposed to be my children. I don't supposed to be having everybody team up against me. I'm supposed to have somebody on my team. Yeah, so everybody was up against me, so I was defending myself. Yeah. I know, we had fun like that. It was good. It was really good. I think we did the basketball, too. We had the basketball game.
Yeah, it was the basketball, too. Yeah, that was fun, too. We did the basketball game, too.
Yeah. It was a lot. And you remember the first time I took y'all out to drive? Oh boy, I think I had stress. I was so stressed.
Yeah, you were so scared.
We would think about all the time.
You were so scared.
And Tashi had the foot breathe with him just that fast. Tashi takes off. I tell her to go slow, and she takes off. So I had to take a little bit more time. I told her. She had to. She was very timid. So she was okay. It was just you like to move fast and just keep moving. But I think you got it.
We had fun though. We got it though.
Yeah.
We got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Every year when we do the fireworks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
About 1,000, 1,000,000 fireworks.
Oh yeah, that's the fun stuff.
That's really fun. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh man, we had a good time. We had an awesome time in that. Yeah, that's what makes it.
Oh, remember
that's
we went to Atlanta. We went to Atlanta for a church conference. We had a ball.
Yeah.
It was so fun. We had so much fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and
I had
my. Oh man, yeah. Those were the great times. Great.
Yes.
We got to do it again. We got to make something large and big this time. So
yeah,
and I'll have an awesome time. Yeah, that's the fun, the fun time. Yeah, all of us together and doing some things together. Yeah,
it's always fun when we get together.
Yeah, it is. It's a great time and a lot of. Fun, crazy time. But we enjoy each other. That's family. That's a family. The awesomeness of family and building and strengthening each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. For sharing that. Anything else, Tasha? Do I tell you want to say something, Brandon?
I'm about to say it was fun when you taught me how to drive the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't got too much to say because when you ride being a parent, try to let the kids drive and you're on the passenger side. I got it though. But that's a good time. We have a good time. And that's a blessing. Brandy, you wanted to say
something? Oh, yeah. We got plenty of good times. I got plenty of good gifts you sent me through the mail. The times we had, I got the times, you know, I was kicking your butt in bowling, ping pong, you know what I'm saying? You tried to get out there and try to play a little bit of basketball when me and Naeem was playing. You know, you couldn't do too much with me. So, you know, I can keep going, you know.
Well, I'm getting a little wide now. But she said you were pushing me too hard at that time, and I was, you know, I'm taking my post, and I was under the rim, and you were pushing me, and you don't supposed to be pushing. I mean, if you're gonna play the game, you don't supposed to be pushing.
And well, when you're down in the post, Dad, you expect to get dirty. So you should have stayed out there in the perimeter.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I had to stay on the outside. I had to know my position. Yeah, my son is a Brandon. What you are? You six? What you 6 feet? 6'1"?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, so he's 6'2". And I'm 5'11 and a half and almost 6 feet tall. So, and he's a big guy.
I'm a lot bigger than you.
Yeah.
A lot bigger than you.
Yeah, and he got
250 pounds then.
Yeah, and he got a little more weight than I did. So I had to try to defend myself a little bit more in our basketball game. But 2022. You didn't see nothing yet. I'm gonna get in that Flash Gordon move, and it's gonna be on.
Nah, I'm gonna stay out in the perimeter. I don't want you breaking no bones.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay. I ain't coming in now. I'm gonna let y'all have the inside. I'm gonna stay on the outside. Yeah, I gotta stay on the outside and do my jumper, my famous hook shot, and that'll work for me in the game. And the game of basketball, yeah, the fun thing, the exciting thing. Well, I appreciate you all joining us tonight and sharing. All right, Administrator, do you have a question for us? Lisa Brown?
Yes, sir. Just 1 second, please, sir.
Okay, we'll wait 1 second for you.
All right.
We thank God.
Okay, they said, this is a question for the sons. I have a niece who had a four-year-old. He's sweet, but he's spoiled, being the only child and hard-headed. He would even hit his mom with his fist. And when she disciplined him, she turns around and him. Not having children, I'm not easily listen to. Any advice?
No, wait. Say it again.
Okay. This is a question for the son. I have a niece who had a four-year-old. He's sweet, but he's spoiled, being the only child and hard-headed. He has even hit his mom with his fist. And when she disciplines him, she turns around and cuddles him. Not having children, I'm not easily listening to. Any advice?
Even coming from me not having kids, I say this. Coming from me not having kids, but being the other kid's wife as a father figure, I say that's what she's going a little wrong in. Because I say you going back and cuddling him, so that means you telling him I can keep doing it again. Then if I'm grown, I can knock your brains out and don't even care no more. What you gonna do? That's what you gonna understand when you get old. I can keep doing this. This my mom. She ain't gonna do nothing.
Wow.
That's what I think. Because I think it in some that way. That's why I tell people, you get one of those, you're going to be mad when she's gone.
Well, what I say is, that's what she chooses to do. Everything you choose to do has its consequences. So if she chooses to call them, there's going to come a point where she's going to have to be a little stricter.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's... I've been this out before the child. But thanks, son.
Spoiling him, yeah, like, I'm going to let him do whatever he wants. I mean, he could get away with it, get away with it. Because y'all so damn doing this and the third, you ain't going to do nothing. That's how I see it, because I actually have something like that coming from, like, coming from me being, as they say, outside of looking in, me going to a couple of one of my friends' house, and I see them disrespecting their mama, and I'm like, you get one of those, because when she's gone, you're going to be mad. You don't do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't care, this my mama. This ain't your mama. I'm like, but you get one of those, bro. When she's gone, you're going to be hurt. You're hurt. You're going to be hurt deep down in your chest. You're going to be hurt.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You definitely have to value your mom there. And especially with a child as little. But they didn't ask me the question you asked for one of the children. Wow. Wow. Those who are on the blog talk side, you can stay on and listen in and continue to stay on there. Those who are following us, you want to... The live is going out, but you can join us on the conference line at 218-548-3684 and put in the access code 435-160-POUND and join in, you know, join in with us right here on the live. We appreciate those that are listening. Those who are listening over there, you can stay over there on the phone line over there. We're going to take a quick commercial.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
All right, we're back. Blessing the Lord for you all tonight, and we thank God for those that are listening in far and near. We appreciate it, son. Thank you so much, and Tashi as well, and Brandon. Appreciate you all taking time out of your all schedule to join me on our live tonight. I appreciate you all tonight.
In the time, love.
We thank God for a family, the power of family, the strength of family. And I just believe as we're engaging in this 21 year going into 2022, we have to build more. The world has divided the family structure. And if you look at what we're seeing in the world now, it is to divide the strength of the family, the strength of the man, the strength of the woman, and to separate the importance of family values and the value of family. And so we thank God for what God is doing to continue to build the strength of family. Because without family, there's no world, because you need family. We all need each other. And it's important for us to know that with family, with procreation, with family unit and union, it is very important for the family and the love of that family and the strength of that family is so important to all of us. And we thank God for it. Even when I would share with my dad, even in sharing some things with him, and trying to explain to him the matter at hand, I said to myself, I said, Lord, if I ever get older, never allow me to miss sight of the importance of when my children achieve their come. I don't necessarily have to pray about their achievement because I'm training them and teaching them and being an example so they can be achievers and successful, but more in the face of God and thanking God for being able to accomplish those things. If they accomplish things in the world, it's my prayer that those things don't deviate them from the purpose and the plan that God has for their life. And that's the important things for me. I know that most of you all know that tennis is my passion. I loved tennis growing up. I played tennis in high school. Tennis. I won all these trophies for tennis. And tennis, that was my life at tennis. But it shifted. It shifted. As I got older, it didn't shift because I got older. It was a lot of things that transpired that, and you know, dealing with my own family, home family, that shifted me from the sports. That's why one of my other books that will be coming out is called The Runner Up, But Winner. It's a book called The Runner Up, But Winner. You know, being the runner-up, but I was always the winner, but I had to accept being the runner-up, but the winner. And so that's why I believe in, and I even sometimes came to the revelation in my life growing up that some things I accepted in life because I grew up in an atmosphere of, okay, that's what it is, you have to be the runner-up. And so I just thank God for to rise to the occasion to recognize some of the important things that God has allowed me to understand, even as a parent now and a father. So we thank God for that today. Thank you, Administrator Brian. Thanks to God. We honor the Lord for you all.
Yes, sir.
Today. And we appreciate those who are joining us tonight, who joined us tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, yes. I have this Chanel. I have a quick question for you.
Who Chanel. Okay.
Yes. I have a quick question for you. You know, I believe in family. I think family is very important. But sometimes, you know, with any family, you know, you're always going to have those that, you know, you have difficulties with. And so, you know, I have a relative that I grew up with, you know, we were like sisters growing up, but I have difficulties with her because of the lying spirit and the negativity, and it's hard to get close to someone if you don't trust them, or if you feel like if you tell them something, they're going to change the story around to make you look bad. So how do you deal with something like that? Because, you know, I want to continue to maintain a relationship and build a relationship, but it's hard to build a relationship with someone who doesn't give you the respect that you give them.
Well, I'm learning now in my life because I have a sister, and she's under me. And as a matter of fact, I just recently found out something from my mother that me and my sister, because she's older than me and I'm under her, so we're probably like 15 months apart, and then somewhat 11 months apart. And me and my mother, we were just talking, you know, we were talking. I won't say the word, you know. However, we were talking, and we were discussing this issue that I was sharing with you all today about receiving a lifetime achievement award. And my mother told me and my sister, she said she kept us both together. She said, I kept you guys kind of, you two were the one that were kind of more kind of sheltered growing up as baby, because we grew up in Cabrini Green in Chicago. And we were the kind of the younger at that time, because I'm number seven. She was six, I'm number seven. And so most of my other siblings came after we left Cabrini Green in Chicago, 1230 North Burley. If anybody familiar with Chicago, the north side. And she said, I had you guys together, and you guys were very, I kept you guys more close together. Then my other sister came, who came probably a year later, year and a half later. And then after that, that was all she wrote. Because I'm seven. And so 11 more came after me. And but me and that particular sister, we were at odds for a long time and still somewhat have odds. But what I did is to my other sister, stepped in and mediated. We had some mediation. And because I was at a pivotal place in my life now that I wanted to close out. I think I shared this with Administrator Brian from my inner circle about this issue that had been going on with me and my sister. And I owed her some money from 92, I think 91, it was 91. Young about children was born at that time. Well, yeah, Brandon was here, and then nine came a little later. But it was at that time we were, and I held some finances up. But I found out that the major issue was never the money at all. It was what transpired in her life. She had was dating another guy at the time. And our relationship was that when she shifted and I shifted, we were very close. And now I understood what my mom, I understood now more than I ever did, because my mother was telling me how close we were as little kids. I didn't know that we were really tight like that. And so now I have a little more understanding of my sister. But the point is, to be able to get past the lie, the pain, the trust, is really someone has to yield. It requires someone has to yield to say, look, what is this that is going on? Because, you know, many times I would go to my sister and she was shining. My sister got a, she had a cussing spirit on her. And we finally passed the trauma of 91, I think it was 92, of where everything lied. Now, you think about that. That's 92, 2002, 2013. So you're talking about almost 30 years of a disenfranchised with my bloodline, with her. We would go to family reunions, we'd go to dinners. She wouldn't even talk to me. I mean, and she wouldn't talk to me. And then one time I went to embrace her. She actually slapped me. But it was more internally. So when I connected my other sister together, we were able to get to the root of what the problem was. And still today, now this is years later, still today, that thing is so rooted in her that even in us being having a peace we have, there's still a tension lying there. There's still a tension. But I think it's more rooted in her now because she held on to it for a long time. So you can do two things. One is go to her personally, because I was talking about that in my teaching on the word called sin, the sickness within. And go to her personally or him personally and ask, can I talk to you? And they don't go, Then you have to do with mediation. Then my other two sisters came in. They talked. They came in, and we brought her on the line. She was able to hear what I felt. I was able to hear what she felt. And by the time we were getting ready to get off the phone, all of us was crying. All my two sisters on the side were crying. I was crying. And even my sister in the background with her pride was still crying. So we were able to break. You will sometimes find out that the littlest thing become the biggest problem in family. That's why I said the little foxes that destroy the mind. Sometimes it'd be that really little thing that you wouldn't even imagine would cause a big problem, even from the place of lying to confusion, even jealousy. And most of the time in families, the problem is not the issue that they really tell you about. It's more internally because of the dynamics of the family. There's something that you really each need from each other, but because of a rejection or an abandonment or something that transpires, it closes that gap and leaves confusion there. But if you talk, you can get some things resolved. But that fear, because see, the enemy don't want that union to come together. 2022 is going to be an explosive year because it's actually 2022 really means master. And so I'll tell people a little bit about that at the end, how important 2022 is going to be and why the Gregorian calendar is important now more than it was then. And for those who follow the Judaic calendar, we know that those who follow the Gregorian calendar was actually created by a Catholic priest, the Jesuit order, why 2022 is important. And they understand it, and they understand why everything is happening in the world now for 2022. Because if you really understand it, you're going to really – I'm probably going to teach it tomorrow night, but you're going to understand why 2022 is a powerful year. And if you survive it, you're going to see why. All right, but I'm just throwing that out there. But it's important to know, to build on that. And you have to do it personally yourself because there's oftentimes things in us that we have to liberate ourselves from too. Yeah. Well, I hope that was able to help you out.
Yes, thank you so much, sir.
All right. We didn't have to open up the floor for questions and comments, but we thank God for that one. All right. But thank God for the saints tonight. For those who joined us tonight, and we appreciate you. This is the last Monday night open forum of 2021 for us. And we thank God for you all on tonight. And thank God for you joining us on tonight. Thank God for my kids. I celebrate you all. I applaud you all. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being as great as you all are. I appreciate you all. Thank you for pushing me and giving me the strength to continue to press on too. I appreciate you, Brie, Anna. Appreciate. Thank you, Tashi. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Durante. I appreciate you guys for connecting.
I appreciate you too, and I love you. You're the best. The best dad ever.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I definitely do appreciate you, even though we got out yesterday or sometime.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you as well, too. Thank God for you. All right, people of God, we just thank God for tonight. We thank God for the question. We thank God for you all joining us. Administrator Brian, any final words over there? I may do a quick Facebook Live in just a few minutes. I don't know. But anything on your end, Administrator Rita Brian, that we need to know?
Hold on, Pop.
Yes, ma'am. Did someone else want to say something?
I'm sorry, I said Zoom.
No.
I apologize. Okay. Zoom call.
Just a quick reminder, Dr. Matthew, some dates that are coming up, January the 28th, Dr. Matthew is on the way to Prattville, Alabama, to Anointed Remnant Ministries, where Bishop and Prophetess Bradley are the host pastors. It's January the 28th at 7 o'clock p.m. Please save the date for February 19th through the 22nd. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. What's Love Empowerment Conference? And this is hosted by Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophet Eugenia Simmons. More information is forthcoming on that as well. Save the date. Team Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Matthews is headed your way. May 28th through the 29th, Marion, South Carolina. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Ark Family Fellowship Church, where Pastor Aaron Myers is the pastor, the overseer, Pastor Sandra Ganey. For more information on any of these announcements, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. You can contact the local ministry as well at 708-825-1988, or you can email us at lauronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your summit, prophetic summit, your revival, your conference, please feel free to give us a call. He's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to schedule that for you as well and discuss the rates with you. 2022 schedule is quickly filling up for the first quarter of the year. And if you would like to coordinate for us, for Dr. Matthews to come, please feel free to give us a call. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
And thank you, God. We're preparing for our New Year's service. It will be on December 31st, 9:30. We start promptly at 9:30 with a powerful worship and praise experience and prayer and worship experience. 10 o'clock, we'll go right into a testimonial time, letting people share and testify with God. 11:30, we're going into the prophetic. We've been sharing and ministering prophetically to every single person that joined us in the sanctuary there. Our prophetic and apostolic team will be flowing in the gift and releasing the word of the Lord God, and I will be sharing just before midnight. We will have a prayer into the midnight, and after midnight, the men of the ministry will be doing some supernatural things. We will be serving the entire people who will be coming. We will be doing breakfast for everybody. The men of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry will be doing it. And I will have probably a 10-minute word from the Lord, and believe me, it will be a short 10 minutes just talking about what God has released to me for 2021. We're going to have a great time. Our great prophetic and apostolic team will be in a place at that time. Amen. So we thank God for you. And then January 5th, join us January 5th through January 26th, the 5th through the 26th. That's 21 days of fasting. You will be fasting for 21 days, fruits and vegetables, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will not have anything but just the normal 100% juice and water. Amen. If you want to fast all the way through the 21 days and just liquids, you can do that. We will be fasting. We'll be fasting after 6 p.m. We will only be eating fruits and vegetables, no meat, no bread. Just normal fruits and vegetables. After that, and staying in the presence of the Lord God, we ask that anybody take their time in the fast and seek the face of God for God to give them direction in their own personal life and direction for their family. And we'll have a couple of more things we're going to be studying the gap for. So that will be January 5th through January 26th. That's 21 days we'll be fasting continuously. Those who have issues based upon medical, seek your doctor what you should do during the fast. But we're going to be fasting and praying. We're going to be intensifying our prayer time. And even on some of those 5 a.m. in the morning, we're going to just be praying through those 5 a.m. Some of those teachers will be teaching, but some of those days we will be utilizing that time to pray and hear what the Lord is saying. 2022 is going to be a very unique year in many areas, so definitely we're going to be seeking the face of God for some of you. Some of you someone had a question. I think someone wanted to say something from one of the area codes. If you wanted to say something, I'll come in. 7665, did you want to say something? Just hit star 6 and come in if you wanted to say something or unmute your line. All right, anyone else want me to say something?
Well, hi, Prophet. This is Bishop Maggio again. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop Maggio. Maggio, bless you, sir.
Good day. Amen. God bless you. And I totally agree because of what you were saying about the new year. You know, the Lord's been showing me it's going to be a extraordinary year for the saints of God and for people that are really working in the kingdom of God and really being used by God and those that desire to be used by God. There's going to be a lot of miracles in the new year. There really is. And a lot of Holy Ghost revelation from God according to his word. And as we all seek the Lord and fast and pray, like you were saying, that's very integral. That's very important. It's key. And we're having our day of prayer and fasting to close out the old year, December 30, and from 8 a.m. to midnight Eastern time, as I had said when I was on recently on the Monday night prophetic experience. And we're believing God. We'll be praying for your ministry there, for everyone that's connected with you on the line here and that works with you and in leadership and in every other way that they're working with you. And we're believing for God to just touch everyone that's listening tonight and grant great miracles. As you know, we pray on December 30th and also as you go into the new year in prayer and fasting. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So
thank you.
I thank God for you. I thank God, and it was a great blessing and honor to be on there on December 6th and to minister to the people. And I still feel the effects of it. We got back from a revival, and that's why I'm just getting to you now. But I did listen to a good portion of it tonight, and I really enjoyed the emphasis on family. It's extremely important, and I believe that's a weakness in our American lifestyle. We're losing our ground with family, and I see it everywhere I travel, and people come to me for prayer in my revivals for family issues, you know, and just so many things. So we have to keep praying and encouraging families to be in unity and love and to communicate with one another and understand one another in the light of the scriptures. So we're doing our part, and I know you're doing your part. And so, many out there just need to keep going forward with the truth, you know. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop, and we appreciate you. Thank you for the prophetic release that you gave us.
Yeah.
And shared with the people that God was sending. Well,
we thank God for you and your ministry, and we appreciate all the time the support you give us with opening your ministry to my ministry and to many others. Thank God for you, and we're praying that you have the best blessed new year, and I believe what God has shown me and what I've shared with you on the line is definitely going to come to pass. I know it will, and I know that what you said the last time the Lord showed you when I was on about me and what we're working with and what involves us, we'll say it that way, it will definitely come to pass because it's from God. So I thank you for sharing that with me when I was on the prophetic experience on December 6th.
Amen. We thank you and we honor the Lord for you as well.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you very much. And I pray you all have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you as well. All right, thanks to God. We just honor the Lord for many of the great kingdom, the people that have joined us tonight. We really appreciate you immensely. And certainly, we thank God for on tonight and that the Lord has given us to share. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., you know, the great kingdom leader that will be coming ministering a word from the Lord, touching the lives of God people. So join us 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast Mountain Time, every 4. And we thank God for those who join us. And I blessed. Appreciate those who joined us this morning when I shared the word from the Lord to bless God's people. We greatly appreciate you unto that. Someone wanted to say something. I think it was 7665. Did you want to say something? 7665. All right. Okay, thank you, God. Let me thank God for you on tonight. Anyone else tonight want to say something tonight? Okay.
Matthew, I'd like to thank everybody that contributed to the fundraiser for Little Jamaica Seymour yesterday. I just want to tell you I appreciate all of you that contributed to the cause. He's dealing with cancer, a two-year-old dealing with cancer, and we just believe in God for mighty healing for this young man. They put him to sleep every 5 days a week for the radiation. So we're just believing God for it, and I want to thank everybody that contributed to it.
Amen. Thank you to Administrator Brian. We certainly appreciate you into that. Do anyone else want to say something, have a question or comment? All right. And we thank God for the people of that on tonight. Thank you, God. Continue to have a phenomenal day in the Lord. And thank you so much for connecting with us. We'll probably jump on Facebook for a few minutes just to break bread and share. Thank God for you. All right. Love you all immensely. Thank you, son. Appreciate it. My oldest son. Thank you so much. Appreciate you on today. Thank you, my daughter, Tashiana. Bless you, honey. Thank you. Duante, son. I appreciate you. Love you as much as to my other children that were just listening in and connecting with us. We appreciate you all as well. And those who are listening online. We appreciate you all today. All right. Well, may the Lord bless you all and keep you all on tonight. Let's end in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify. We magnify. We magnograph your name. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the experience that you've given us, an opportunity to release the oil to the people of God. And Father, we thank you for the power of family and the strength of family and the unity of family. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing for our family. Father, I thank you for what you're doing for my family. I thank you for the strength of my father and my mother, Lord. I thank you for the years that you have kept them, Lord, and continue to keep them. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless the little young man that they had the fundraiser for them yesterday, Lord. Touch his body, Lord. Strengthen, renew, and refresh. Keep each and every one of our families together. Lord, continue to use it for your glory. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, God. Bless you all so much. We thank God for you, and we appreciate you on tonight. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. Show me for a brief minute on Facebook. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed and shalom.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper that he had been writing on. And after wiping her hands on her apron, she took the letter in her hands and she read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and 1,000 memories began to flash through her mind. So she picked up the pen and she turned the letter over. And this is what she wrote to that little boy. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charm. For the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charm. There is no charge. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. For the night filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the torn food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge in my son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. After that mom finished talking to the little boy, he looked up at her with great big old tears in his eyes and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he reached out and he got the letter and he turned it over and he wrote in great big words, paid in full. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.